Hello all, Group Talk here with more amazing group topics. I have been speaking with some people over the weekend about their scores, and I hope that you were satisfied with your score and that it helped to bring light to some things that you might want to give thought to now or in the future, right? I totally enjoyed the motivational quiz, and I hope that I did not translate it in such a confusing way, because it was all over the place at one point for me. And so I hope that you were satisfied with the outcome. The conversations that I've been having over the weekend has been about intuition. And for those of you who know me, you know that I'm big on intuition. Now, my intuition is called my star player. And I trust her. I thank her for being with me through my trials and tribulations. She's always been by my side when no one else could or would. And so I like to move forward with more of building self-trust, self-confidence, self-love, that whole thing, you know. But more importantly, trusting yourself. As I had this discussion with this audience, I realized that a lot of what I was hearing was that because of what they termed past failures or circumstances in their life and situations and that kind of thing, past and present, that it has had a profound effect on them trusting themselves, right? And so one of the things that Group Talk asked them was, what is that thing that is constant in you? Because if you can locate that behavior, that thought, that feeling that is constant in you, it will help you. It will help to ground you. And so this is why I've named my intuition my star player, because she is always there to either cheer me on or bring to light my fears and doubts. She is there to help me to realize when I need help and how to go and ask for help. And so I thought that core of that discussion with this group was very interesting, powerful, and necessary, right? And so at the end of that group, I decided to introduce another assignment, because we were talking about building stronger trust with ourselves. I decided to instruct the group to break their name down, your first name. For instance, my name is Patricia. The P is for my personality. The A is for my abilities. The T is for my thoughts and my trustworthiness. The R is the representation of me. The I increase my curiosity about new things. The C is my character. The I again represents my innate empathy, an increase in my innate empathy. And the A, once again, is for my ability to push forward even though I'm afraid or I feel stuck or I may be in a place where I feel there's no out. And so I will hand the assignment over to you guys. Take your first name and break it down into acronyms, right? And then provide every strength that you identified in the quiz to that. Group Talk uses this chart to help her stay focused and aware. And whenever I feel like I'm getting a little lost, I come back to it. And it is a constant reminder of how much I trust me and why I trust me, right? And so Group Talk, hope you have fun with this assignment as well. And again, thank you for participating in the emotional avoidance motivational quiz. I'll say goodbye for now and enjoy your Sunday. Thank you.